This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Agon Erev Shabbos, we mentioned some of the Svarim that are on tap. Be'ez Hashem and Lag Ba'Omer. And Chinuch Habanim. The next one after that is the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua of the Chafetz Chaim, translating, elucidating. That's why this past Wednesday night we spoke about the 13 junctures in Tefillah that a person could focus to be Mitzapa LeYeshua. Do you remember what they are? The Tefillah by the Karban Tamid, the Tefillah by Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Whenever you say Kaddish, the Hallelukas, Ar Chadash Al Tzion Ta'ir, V'Avienu L'Shalom Me'arba Kanfei Sa'aretz, Goyel Yisrael, Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael, Boinei Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Karen Yeshua, Hamachazir Shechinasoi L'Tzion, Yehiratzoin She'ibana Beis Mezrim Hevi Yameinu, and then Alkei Nekavelecha Hashem Alkei Neloris Mehera. Those were the 13. But the truth is, those are 13 in davening. But what about, there are many, many other times a day, and I wasn't sure how to break this up. Last night I came up with another 9, but today I'm going to break it up a little differently. I want to point out something very interesting. You know when is like a super concentrated time of when we're Mitzapa Yeshua? When we eat. Did you notice that? When you eat. Now, let's talk about that. First thing you do is, you wash Netilas Yadayim. Anybody have any idea why you wash Netilas Yadayim? Said, yeah, because I just changed my transmission. No, you didn't. You gave it into your mechanic. You didn't get your hands dirty even. Your hands stayed clean the whole time. So why do we wash Netilas Yadayim? Well, let's start with Kohanim. When the Beis Hamikdash stood, Kohanim had to wash their hands for Truma. Once Kohanim had to wash their hands for Truma, so they were goyzer that Kohanim have to wash their hands for everything. Once they were goyzer that Kohanim have to wash their hands for everything, they were goyzer that everyone has to wash their hands for everything. But that's only when the Beis HaMikdash stood. But nowadays it's not relevant. No, we wash our hands today because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built immediately and then Kohanim are going to have to wash their hands when they eat Truma. So the whole takana of Netilas Yadayim is why? The whole takana is a way of awaiting and hoping for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. Then, before you bench, there's a minhag to be Misavel Yushalayim. Either to say on Shabbos, Shir HaMalos B'Shiv Hashem, as Shiva Siyoin Hayinu Kachomim, or Al Narois Bavel. Why are you all of a sudden being Misavel Yushalayim? Just ate pizza. Why are you being Misavel Yushalayim? Maybe in America, you're Misabel that the pizza is not as good as it is in Yerushalayim. No, but really, I mean, and that's true. That's my opinion. But why are you Misabel on Yerushalayim? Why are you yearning for the building of the Beis HaMikdash before Berachas HaMazon? And then number 3, you say in Rachem, the whole bracha of Rachem, Rachem na Hashem lakenu, al Yisrael amecha, v'al Yerushalayim iracha. Who wrote those words? David HaMelech. Who wrote those words? Shloime HaMelech. The Gemara says in Brachas Amem Ches. Amad Beis. So we have a whole bracha. Why are we awaiting and yearning for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim in Brachas HaMazon? But we're not done. What about then we say, Uvenei Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh, we explicitly request for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Then what else? Don't we say Harachamans? Don't we say, Harachaman, Hu Yishlach Lanu, Es Elio Hanavi, Zachor Latoiv, Vivaser Lanu, Besoros Toivos, Yishois Venechamais. You know, we didn't ask for Elio to come the whole Shachris, the whole Mincha, the whole Mariv, the whole first Seder. All of a sudden you ate a salami sandwich and you want Eliyahu HaNavi to come. What about Harachaman Hu Yolichenu? Harachaman Hu yishbar uleinu me'altzarin v'hu yolichenu kamemiyos li'artzeinu. Why are we asking for that in Berachas HaMazon? What about harachamon hu yizakenu limois hamashiach ulechaye ha'olam haba? Isn't it interesting that the Berachas HaMazon and the whole process of achila from the Tilos Yadayim to the Al Narois Bavel to the Rachim Na to Rachman Hu Yolichenu Harachamon Hu Yishach Lanu Harachamon Hu Yizakenu. And by the way, make sure you don't have a knife on your table when you bench, because you might take it and stab yourself. I don't understand. Is there a halacha you not have a knife when you put on tefillin? Is there a halacha? Don't have a knife on the table when you put on tefillin, because you might take it and plunge it into your heart. Don't have a knife on the in your sukkah. No, it's only after you eat pizza you can't have a knife on your table. It's almost like somehow when it comes to achila, achila is supposed to engender more of a tzipia liyeshua. By the way, also, you'll say, well, maybe that's only bread. You know, because bread has a lot of carbs in it. So, you know, it makes us... It's when you make an alamichya also. Alamichya, al mizbechecha, v'al heichalecha, v'menei Yerushalayim, ir ha-kodesh, v'mehir av'yaminu, v'halenu l'soicha, v'samchenu b'vinyana. So, Alamichya is also a great yearning for Yerushalayim. I was really wondering about this, and I was searching and searching and searching. Maybe somebody has a good interpretation. Why has eating become such a important juncture to be mitzapel Yeshua and be mitzapel in Yerushalayim? And I saw a line in the Shla this morning that maybe will give us some insight. You know, Klal Yisrael made a pledge. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yamini. If I forget Yerushalayim, I should forget my right hand. Tidbak l'shoini l'chiki. My tongue should cling to my palate. What is the function of a palate? When I think of a palate, I think of a big shipment of svarim. But also palate is the part of the mouth that tastes food. That means the Jewish people are pledging, Tidbak l'shoini l'chiki, my tongue should cling to my palate. And therefore what we're saying is that whenever we're about to use our palate and to eat, we're pledging to remember Yerushalayim. And instead, the Shla says, u'l'shoini teget tzidkecha, that we're going to use our tongue to speak righteousness. And that is a remez to Berachas HaMazon, where we mention Yerushalayim. By the way, you know, it's interesting, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we add even more references to Yerushalayim. On Shabbos, Ritzei v'hachitzen Hashem alayim b'sar z'mussel yam ha-shia Shabbos gala z'ar kia Yom z'ar gala v'na z'al l'shaz l'anoh l'abas v'sar b'san chani ha-shia Yom z'al l'shalai y'sei z'ar v'na y'am v'sar v'harinu V'harinu Hashem alakeinu b'nechamas tziyon y'recha u'v'vinyan Yerushalayim y'er kodshecha. No, you only have to wash before bread. You don't have to wash before other things, unless it's a fruit that is wet. Also in Yalav Yavai, it's also a mention of Yerushalayim. V'zichron Yerushalayim er kodshecha v'zichron malchus beis David. Anyway, it seems like that when it comes to eating, we have a specific responsibility to be misabel and to remember Yerushalayim, because we took a pledge, tidbak l'shoini l'chiki, that instead of eating, our tongue should cling to our palate if we don't remember Yerushalayim. So once we're involved in achila, that puts upon us an extra special onus of remembering Yerushalayim. In any event, I wish everybody a beautiful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha v'chol tov. All the best, everyone. Kol tov. Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.